Hello, you are listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. We are broadcasting on unceded Cassia territory of the Gitumdun Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. This is Nerding Out with Laura, and today I'm here with some guests. We have Freya, Matilda, and Elodie. You want to come in and say hi?
Hi.
Do you want to come sit here?
Yeah.
I'll keep the headphones on. There's the microphone. You can lean close.
Hi.
And so we're going to start with a song picked out by Freya. This is Lolly Rock with, what's it called? Revolution. And then we're going to talk about some fun things. Here we go.
Wake up, Dari. Get up, ready. Move up to the music revolution, baby. Warm up, stand up, yeah. Reach out for the music revolution, baby. Everybody knows it, everybody shows it. Everybody move your feet on the dance floor. Watch out, starry, look cool, ready. Hey girls, start a revolution. Revolution, baby.
Welcome back. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM. This is Nerding Out with Laura, and my three guests, Freya, Matilda, and Elodie, would like to talk a bit about rabbits. Oop. That sounded really loud. So, Matilda, do you want to start? Do you want to tell us about your rabbit, Elodie?
Well, it's not really mine. It's Matilda's.
It's Matilda's.
The name of my rabbit is Banal. We don't know how old he is, but he's pretty old. He eats lettuce and carrots and and he does a lot of poos.
Well, do you think that's what rabbits in the wild eat?
No.
Lettuce and carrots and apples?
I think carrots.
Mm-hmm. What do you think rabbits in the wild eat, Elodie?
Grass.
Ah, that seems likely. Well, I have a few rabbit facts here.
Rabbits in the wild, hold up. If they find a garden and with carrots, they just take it.
And they'll eat all of the leaves, and then they'll dig up the carrots, because that's what my rabbit does.
I would not be happy if I had a pet rabbit that ate all my carrots. That's my favorite garden vegetable.
But he doesn't eat all your carrots.
I like carrots.
Freya, do you want to read us some rabbit facts that I found?
Did you know that a wild rabbit is called a hare?
A hare? Like on her head?
No. It's a wild rabbit. But just, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. It's called a hare.
Just one, not a hare's?
And a domesticated rabbit is called a rabbit, or a bunny rabbit.
Or a fluff ball?
Yeah. Then how is the Easter Bunny a rabbit, and he's also not wild, but he's wild?
Good question.
I don't know. Laugh track. Ha 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 ha.
Well, I have here, I looked up rabbits in British Columbia, and it says BC is home to 5 species of rabbits and hares. So I guess there's rabbits and hares. Active at dawn and dusk, these cautious herbivores are known for the rapid rate at which they run and reproduce. Do you know what a herbivore is?
Yeah. They're animals that eat vegetables and grass and stuff. It's sort of like the opposite of a carnivore. A carnivore eats meat.
And an omnivore
eats both. That's right, Matilda.
Go on, you can do it, Elodie.
Do you know what kind of animals prey on rabbits?
Wolves.
Lynxes, cougars.
And wolves, and dogs, like my dog.
Oh, and also cats.
eagles.
Yeah.
Eagles are more fish eaters.
No, they also eat rabbits.
Owls and snakes.
Oh.
Hawks, owls too.
And snakes.
Ah, yes, Elodie, that's right. Owls and
poor bunnies.
Snakes, rattlesnakes are in BC, and they'll eat rabbits too.
What? Rattlesnakes are in BC?
Not in Smithers. So, what does a rabbit or hare look like, if someone didn't know?
They look the same, except hares can jump higher.
Rabbits have long ears, they're furry, they have big back feet and strong back feet to jump high in the air, and they also have small front feet. To
nibble on the carrots?
Yep.
All right, I see here that hares are generally larger than rabbits.
Oh.
And they have longer ears.
Because they're wild, so that they need to hear.
Ah. And bigger hind feet. Do you think their bigger feet makes them faster or slower? What do you think, Elodie?
Faster.
Faster, yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay, so rabbit babies called kits or kittens. I didn't know that.
Why kittens?
I don't know.
Why kittens? That's a cat baby name.
It's apparently a rabbit baby name. They're born blind, deaf, and naked. They have no fur. But baby hares are, or leverets, never heard that word before, are born fully furred with their eyes and ears open.
So that they can run away and keep warm during the winter.
So when do we get to the music? I want to rock.
All right, let's see. Do you have a song that you like, either of our guests? No, you already got Lolly Rock for you. Is there a show that you like that has a good theme song?
I know. I know.
Okay, Freya, what do you got?
She-Ra.
She-Ra. All right, that's a good one.
Theme song of She-Ra.
This one or that one? The bottom one? Okay. Here we go.
We feel the evil coming and shadows all around. Danger surrounds us but won't bring us down. Of greatness, turning darkness to light. We're right beside you, ready to fight. We must be strong,
we must be strong,
and we must be brave. With mighty sword and flame, we'll never fail you when you call our name. Together we'll be heroes, joining forces as one. Strong as the steel we carry, we rise like the sun. We must be strong,
we must be strong,
and we must be brave. Nothing's gonna get in our way.
Can you tell us about the European rabbits a bit more?
Sometimes confused for Eastern cottontails. European rabbits tend to have a heavier build. They also come in variety of coat colors, including black, tan gray with an orange, and can be spotted or patchy. Find out more.
That's just a link.
European rabbits are the same species as the rabbit who are kept as pets. Indeed, many found outdoors or former pets who sadly were abandoned by their owners.
You know, I think that there's the golf course, the old par 3 golf course out of town.
Yeah.
Has a bunch of old pet rabbits that now are like wild rabbits.
Yeah, I saw that. and they're constantly reproducing.
Did you know that, Freya? Do you think you should pet them?
Maybe or maybe not.
I think not, because you don't know. They can be really scary if they don't like to be pet.
My rabbit is constantly biting me if I hold him.
Really?
Banam?
Yeah. Do you know that Banam was wild for a little bit of his life? He got abandoned by his owner. But then one of the people, like the person that we bought him from, their friends gave him to them because they found him in their backyard alone. So they took care of him.
Do you know how they caught him?
They probably cornered him in the fence. I don't know.
And is he called a lion's head bunny because he's got such a furry, furry, furry head?
Yeah.
My tummy just rumbled. Oh, you're so hungry. Like a hungry rabbit? You want some carrots?
My rabbit likes lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, it's true.
I know you're hungry. We'll have a snack soon. We're on the radio right now. We're live. People are listening to your hunger. All right, should we play another song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
Good to be bad by the sentence.
Oh.
A rabbit song.
A rabbit song. Oh, that's
no,
a great
good
idea.
To be bad by the sentence.
No, let's do a rabbit song. I like that.
No.
Oh, Ruby Waters. I feel like I know that guy. Let's play that.
Is it a bad? Is it a boy?
Okay.
I don't know how it got this bad. I just wanna kick it. I don't know why I hurt this bad. I just wanna quit it. Days go by faster and everything gets at the same time. Mask it with smoke something and pretend that I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. And I fall into the rabbit hole again. And no one likes to drink alone. So call me my friend.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. I'd like to thank a sponsor. Thank you to the BB Farmers Market. If you live in Smithers, I sure hope you know about the farmers market. Lots of great vegetables or meats or crafts or...
Or candles that I got a candle for my mom on Mother's Day.
Yes, it's very nice. So come check out the farmers market on Saturday mornings and right by us, the radio station in the old train car. So we're going to finish off our talk about rabbits. Just quickly, we said there was 5 types of rabbits in BC, so I'm going to name the rest. There's the white-tailed jackrabbit, mainly found in... Oh, it says, once found in the Okanagan, the white-tailed jackrabbit are thought to be extirpated. The last sighting of one occurred in the 1980s, so that one's very rare, or not here. Then there's the Natal's cottontails. They're a rare sight as well, occurring only in the southern Okanagan and Similkeen valleys. The snowshoe hare found throughout BC, except on the coastal islands. And yeah, then our 2 introduced species that we already spoke about, the European and the eastern cottontail. So now we're going to switch subjects to talk about...
Dogs.
Cats.
Dogs.
Cats.
Dogs.
I hate dogs.
That's a lie. I know you like dogs.
Only my grandma's dog.
Aisha?
What about Junie?
That dog as well, Mom.
And every other dog that you meet. Okay, you gotta stop eating the candy on the microphone. It makes it really loud.
I'll suck.
Does anyone in this room have a dog?
I do. They are sisters.
Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
Odin.
Odin.
Did you name him?
Yeah, I did. Me and my dad and my sister.
And what can you tell me about your dog? What type is he?
He's a Border Collie Cross Australian Shepherd, and he has a really, really high prey drive, so he goes crazy with all the animals.
What?
Yeah, he chases them everywhere.
Yeah, because you have lots of other animals too, right?
Yeah.
I'm taking the candy away. That's enough for now. So, what can you tell me about dogs? Do you have any dog facts that you can share with our listeners?
Dogs don't have the same, they can't see what we see.
No?
They don't see
black and white.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So, flowers?
Dogs see black and white?
Yeah. Yeah. Because... I don't know, but they also have a really, really good sense of smell, and they can hear really well.
But not so good at eyesight?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt this message about dogs to bring you an update from your dad. He just sent a picture.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh la la.
What do you think that is?
It's a...
A tuna?
No. I don't think so. What is it called again? Thing.
Whatever.
But stays on the ground.
Yeah, is it a halibut?
Yes.
Oh, yum. Pretty cool. Did you know that's what they look like? Oh, this is live updates right now. Another message. Ha ha ha, halibut, he says. Not a tuna.
I'd eat a tuna if she just brought it out.
All right, you were going to tell me more about dogs?
Yeah. No, I want cats.
I love cats.
Dogs.
Cats.
Dogs.
Dogs. Cats. 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 Cats.
Dog, 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 dog.
Ray, you've had several episodes about cats. Why do you think so many people have dogs?
Because they're a really good companion. If they get an owner, they'll really like it.
But they drool, and you have to take them on a walk every day.
And they can help you know where to go.
Yeah. Some dogs who help you when you're blind, they... Artie's dog. It's you. Some dogs, they can help you when you're blind, and they can move you, and they can tell you where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And dogs also know when you're sad.
What do they say? Woof?
No, they get nervous. And then, because you can tell when they're nervous. And some people, when they're about to have a seizure, dogs know that. So they warn, like, I don't know, they just tell somebody else to come. I don't know how, but...
Mm-hmm.
Whisper, whisper.
Now, are dogs herbivores or...
They're omnivores.
Yeah, they're omnivores.
They even eat slippers.
No.
Some dogs do. What dog do you know that eats slippers?
My grandma and grandpa's dog. Her name is Rosie.
My dog eats poop.
Ew!
And once he put his head in the toilet and ate our poo.
That is gross.
When he was a puppy, though.
Gross.
And he drank beer and then he was drunk.
Yeah, once we left a can of beer outside and then my dog, he figured a way out to take the lid off, and then he
was drinking it?
Yeah, he drank some, and then he started acting drunk, so he bring him to Mom, because Mom was working, and she, and then she said, come here, Odin, come out, and then he almost fell out of the door, he was so drunk.
Wow, that's a fascinating story.
Yeah.
How big was the can of beer?
That big.
Whoa.
But I don't think he drank all of it.
That's bigger than a normal can, yeah.
Because it was a glass. It was like one of those ones in glass.
Okay.
Oh, it was a beer bottle?
Yeah.
He figured out to take off a lid of a beer bottle.
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep. He did.
Learn something new every day. So they see only in black and white, mm-hmm. But what about their other senses? Are they similar to ours?
No, they're way better. They're able to hear way better than us. They're able to sense things way better than us, and they're able to smell.
Mm. Yeah,
better
but
than us.
They never see better than us.
Yeah, they don't see better than us.
Because they only see black and white, and that would be hard.
Yeah.
It would be like you were in a black and white movie.
And gray, too. They see gray.
Should we play a song about dogs? Does anyone know a song about dogs?
No!
Should I bring my dog in and made him bark? That would be a good song.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But a dog is in Descendants. There's a dog in Descendants.
Is there a song about them? There's lots of songs about dogs.
Oh, I got one. Who let the dogs out?
Ah! Okay. Here we go.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball.
Hey-ya.
Until the fellas started name calling.
Hey-ya.
And the girls respond to the call. Hey-ya. I heard a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the dance people. Billy Pondens, get out. Get back, Gruffy. Bash, Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey,
to where the girls calling them canine. Hey, but they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party. You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking to the prison, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, dealing, gassy color. Any caliber, do I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
I thought you said Kimber works at the ice cream stand.
No.
Yes, Kimber is a DJ here at CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. This is Nerding Out with Laura, and today we're nerding out with Freya, Matilda, and Elodie about rabbits, about dogs, and also staring intently at the ice cream stand across the parking lot, waiting for
it
to open.
I want rainbow sorbet.
Do you remember what it's called? I think it's called Frozen North.
Yeah.
Pretty good ice cream. I'm just going to take a moment to tell all you listeners that you should come to Deck Fest. It's fun. It's weird. It's on our deck here at Smithers Community Radio on Central Park. So our annual Deck Fest is returning this year, tomorrow, Saturday, August 17th. There's going to be a warm-up rock show today, Friday, August 16th, with local bands Urchin, and your favorite band. That's at 8 p.m. At Smithers Brewing. It's $10 to get in, and... yeah, so that's tonight, and then tomorrow, Saturday the 17th, it will start at 5 p.m. This is a free all-ages outdoor concert. So tonight is $10 warm-up show at Smithers Brewing. And tomorrow, starting at 5 until 9 p.m., is the free Deckfest concert. So we will start with 1,000 Cuts, Sonic Explorations that move from serene to dark. Then we have Al in Jackson, dynamic, folky, spy surf rock, for those that like a gritty Western flavor. And they are from Rupert. Then we have some DJs from CICK. We have Pam Hassan from I Digress and Torben Rive of Mine Funnel to keep you dancing throughout the night. And then there's also a surprise guest band. So come check it out either tonight at Smithers Brewing or tomorrow for the free concert here at Central Park on the CICK deck for Deck Fest. All right, I'll let the kids take over now. And we were just looking up some more dog facts, and of course you already knew them, but it was good to remind us. So can you tell us a little bit more about dogs?
Do you know that dogs, to cool down, they pant? Or what do they do?
You already did that, Matilda.
No, I didn't.
No, we talked about that when the song was playing. So, what is panting?
It's where they stick their tongue out and open their mouth and start breathing.
This is how they do it.
Yeah, that sounds like an excited dog running around to me. And what about that other fact? There was a little experiment you can do if you have a dog. Do you remember that?
Yeah. If you wanna, did you know that dogs? Do you know that dogs have a
dominant hand, a left or a right hand?
Yeah, and if you wanna figure that out, if your dog has a dominant hand,
the paw,
left or the right, you
watch them go from sitting to walking, and they should start with their dominant paw. So if a dog is left pawed, it usually will start walking from sitting with its left. And then what if your dog is right pawed?
It'll start with its right paw.
Yeah, so that's a little experiment that people can do at home if you have a dog. Your dad's sending more pictures. He wants you to now name, what is this?
Dragon. It's a dragon. I know what it is.
Sea dragon?
No, it's a...
He's holding a dragon? Oh my goodness. I didn't know.
They call it a dragonfish because they're so cool. And
big. Yeah, it's got a big mouth. Is that a lingcod?
Yes, lingcod.
I'm not sure. I don't know my fish that well.
It is a lingcod.
That also sounds delicious.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I've already tried it.
Mm-hmm.
I go fishing sometimes at Babine Lake.
Lingcod are not at Babine Lake.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, they are.
What?
Yeah, they live in the bottom of Babine.
Oh, is it like...
And my grandma and grandpa's cabin is there.
Elodie, do you ever go fishing?
I do with my dad.
Yeah? What's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
I don't know.
I don't really know.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I know right now the salmon are at Babine Lake, and maybe Frey and I will go this weekend.
No way I'm going there.
What? But who will catch the salmon that I will smoke? Freya's my fisher girl. She catches the salmon and then I smoke it.
Well, I'm a really good fisher.
Because you're a cat.
B- because you're part cat?
I am. I am, but don't talk about it.
Oh, sorry, that's a secret. Everyone keep that a secret. Well, do you want another song, or do you want to talk
more
about dogs or fish? Oh, there's an update here. Oh, the ling cods in Babine Lake are called burbot. Oh, I have heard that. Yeah, he's listening, obviously. Do you want to say hi to your dad? Into the microphone?
Wait, he's listening.
He's listening to us.
Bonjour. Bonjour. They speak French.
So do you.
Yeah, me too. Bonjour.
Should we switch to French for a bit?
No.
All right, I have another song request. So we're going to play a song from the movie Descendants.
Descendants 3?
How many Descendants movies are there?
1, 2, and 3.
I think there's 3. More than that.
And also,
is it this one?
No.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, that one.
East to the west, lost boys, lost girls, you all know you're the best. Hit the streets, it's your day, turn it up, now's your chance. It's time to get up on your feet and dance.
Anybody wanna be like us? Everybody wanna be like us.
All the boys from Oradour and the girls, cause they know what's up.
Your life could change today, your life could change today.
These streets named after us because we pay.
Everyone, come and take your shot. Now's the time, show what you got.
Cause everyone's gonna get their chance. Except the being from the hours bad. Well, it's good to be bad. And we're proof of that. Used to be lost, now we're on the map. Used to steal stacks, now we're giving back. Remember that.
Bad, if you got pride, raise your visa pie.
Style, but we were born this way. Cause you can take the VK out of the aisle, but you can't take the aisle of the VK. If you wanna make it hype, not a moment to waste. Make it loud, make it live, make it jump to the bass. Make it what you want, but you better make your case. Cause the aisle makes us and we're running this place. So when I say V, you say K. V, K, V, K. When I say all, you say day. All day, all day. When I say V, you say K. V, K, V, K. When I say all, you say day.
Good to be bad. That is from the Disney Descendants soundtrack. We are listening
to Descendants 3.
Descendants 3. There's many movies. CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And what are we talking about now? We got 10 minutes left, girls.
Fish.
Yeah?
No. We've already talked about that. Cats. Fish. Cats. Fish. Cats eat fish.
What about catfish?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. We can argue on the thing.
Why is a catfish called a catfish?
Because it has, like, things on it that look like cat whiskers.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit like a lingcod or a burbot.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
It's on the bottom. It's a bottom feeder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What other kind of fish are around here?
Salmon.
Salmon, coho, chinook, sockeye,
bears,
lake trout, trout,
rainbow trout. Trout.
Jinx.
Is there such thing as a silver trout?
No, I don't think so.
I think they're all kind of silvery, but they're not called silver trout. What other fish? Let's see.
Okay, bye. I'm going to take a nap.
Fish in the Bulkley Valley.
I know minnows, too. There's minnows.
Oh, yeah? That's like a size of fish.
How about tadpoles?
Yeah, tadpoles. Even though that's a baby frog.
That's not a fish.
But they're so cute and they look like fish. Aren't they fish?
Not really.
But they can go in water.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Oh, there's the steelhead.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, and there's also the pink chinook. No, I mean a pink.
Yeah. I see them jumping over by Rupert sometimes.
There's herring.
Oh, yeah, those are ocean fish, aren't they?
Yeah, they don't live here.
Bull trout?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Your dad's texting us.
There's also...
Merci, Janvier.
There's also...
When is it going to be open?
He's still eyeing up the ice cream stand. Well, it's almost noon. Our show goes till noon, and I think that's when the ice cream opens.
Yahoo! I want rainbow sorbet.
I think.
What about rainbow trout sorbet?
No way!
Yeah!
They don't even have that ice cream.
Maybe they'd make it special. It's the Bulkley Valley special.
I think that would only be for cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me. I think, too.
Yeah, maybe dogs, too. Bears. Could be an animal-only stand.
Well, there's also... I forget. There's... I think that's all the fish.
Yeah.
I know.
All the ones we want to eat. All right, let's play maybe...
There's a fish called a meow meow. No, there's no fish called a meow meow.
Well, there's a catfish.
Yeah. I don't think we have those. Should we play a song in French? Do you know any French songs?
No way!
Oh, come on.
Yes way.
What should we look up?
You don't care if I play video games on your phone when we wait.
No.
Does it affect?
Maybe I have a French song. Let's see.
I don't know.
This one. All right. We're going to play one more song and then we're going to sign off. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's the end of our show. You just heard Annie Claude Deschenes, Le Manier de Table. The girls speak much better French than I do. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this impromptu, or what do you call it? improv episode with the girls. They've already run off to get to the ice cream stand, so it's just me left here alone. But you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. I hope you have a good Friday. Maybe come out to Smithers Brewing to listen to some bands, or come out tomorrow evening here at the deck and hear some free music. All right, then.